Hello, I'm Rafiq, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey, what's up? It's Garbled Twistery, and yup, it's back to our regularly scheduled programming. We made it to the 1804 election, and this time the rules have been changed up to avoid people getting into crazy ties and slowing the whole running the country process down like Aaron did last time. How so? Well, now you gotta audition to be someone's sidekick, and you're not arbitrarily trying to be the Prezi-Wezi. In light of this change, I've decided to change nothing. Yup, this just means I'm looking at vice principal candidates as well. And for our VP audition, our first VP audition, we have Mr. Adobe himself, William McClay. So who was Mr. Adobe? What was his deal? Well, he liked reading all about the classics. No, really. He liked to sit around all day reading that book by Homer Simpson in the original Greek Latin or whatever. But then England got in a little tizzy with the Baguette people, so this dude became a freaking lieutenant and straight up tried to nab Fort Duquesne. And he was on a bunch of other expeditions too, but nothing too wild happened on him. Then he noticed all his bougie friends were going to law school, so he did it too and became a lawyer man. And then, one day, a family of people named after ballpoint pens knocked on his door and hired him to, like, help look at empty fields and see if they're expensive or not. Oh, and he also became some hotshot courtroom clerk guy. And when it was time to throw a temper tantrum at the T-Zippers, Mr. Adobe was in the army being a hotshot deputy. And his side gig was being a judge in his local Pennsylvania courtroom and stuff. So yeah, he basically follows the typical pattern for these bougie election candidates, nothing crazy yet. So after the Constitution became the figgy fig, the Adobe man became a senator. You know, representing Pennsylvania. But he was only there for 2 years. Cause like, you had to draw straws, and 2 years in, he drew a dirty straw, so he wasn't a senator anymore. But you see, here's where things get interesting. Because around now is when that beef between Tommy J and Alexander Hammy Tay is cooking on the grill. When Tommy J made a secret gossip about the Treasurer Club, Mr. Adobe ended up being one of the most loyal and dedicated lackeys. I'm serious. In this dude's diary, which is the only diary left behind by a congressman during this period, by the way, he straight up disses the Prezi-Wezi Jorge and his sidekick, Johnny A. And he was looking at all those senators all bitter and stuff because he drew a dirty straw and wasn't a senator anymore. And he was all like, quote, "None of these tea-sipping, toast-having senators have any idea what they're doing," unquote. So, he decided to run to be a legislative guy in Pennsylville. But he failed. Lol. People who eat Philly cheesesteaks are very, very savage, what can I say? So, he ran back home to his farm to tend to the cows. He did join the House of Reps for Pennsylville for a couple years, and then he got to elect who was the Prezi-Wezi in 96, and he was even the judge of his county from like 1801 to 1803, so he was still doing stuff. And I mean, someone thought he was vice principal material for 1804, or else we wouldn't be talking about this guy. In this case, I think I have to spoil something for you though, cause this is rich. He didn't win VP. I know, spoiler, but guess what? Had he won, he would have freaking died that same year. Yeah, jeez Louise. Jeez Louise. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, why shoot style is the coolest style, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon now. So if you go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, find Garbled Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon exclusive bonus content. I know, Exciting! There are more details about how this will work on the Patreon page. But wait, there's more! If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon-exclusive season titled Garble Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, slompier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along. And now, per tradition, I'm giving you the standings of the current bonus episode suggestions. Spider-Man, $5. The Haldimand Affair, $0. The Northwest Indian War, $0. Benedict Arnold, $0. The Newburgh Conspiracy, $0. History of West Point Academy, $0. History of Ohio, $0. Did you hear that first one? Yeah, that's right. There's a freaking Spider-Man episode in the works. Spider-Man! So if you want to hear that wicked bonus episode, I highly recommend becoming a patron. And you can bring whatever topic you want into the mix. I'm serious. You want to make me talk about the history of Applebee's? I'll do it with your patronage. Anything. Or you can offer your patronage just to see bonus content. That's cool too. All you gotta do is search for Garble Twistery at patreon.com, and that's that. Anyways, next time, it's our second candidate for the vice principal of the country. You may know him as a muggle man or a mudblood man. It's Hermione's great-grandpa, Gideon Granger! Oh, yeah.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
None of these tea-sipping, toast-having senators have any idea what they're doing.